All the blacks would now. I guess the whites would too. Mm-hmm. I know the blacks would.
Mm-hmm. But that more than likely would not be familiar to somebody who hasn't been here for a while.
Oh no, mm-hmm. It has no meaning at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is the division in Wiggins black-white, or are there other ethnic groups or other nationalities?
That's it, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
If there are others, you know, it's one or two. Excuse me.
Okay. What about the well-off and the poor members of these neighborhoods that we're talking about? Is there a difference there? Wealthy black neighborhoods, wealthy white neighborhoods, poor black and poor white?
No, they're not really neighborhoods. We were considered one of the top blacks,
mm-hmm.
my family. And there's one completely east that was considered pretty wealthy. The others are mediocre or
mm-hmm.
below.
Mm-hmm.
The whites, I think they're sort of scattered in Wiggins. Like, the top lawyer would be Jack who lives out 29, which is going northeast, I suppose. And out in there, there are some homes that are pretty nice, but there's some that aren't big wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a wealthy location,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in
mm-hmm.
New York or Chicago, no. They're on 26, the doctors and doctors live on 26. Then, you know, he's the professionals are
mm-hmm.
considered financially better off than others. Well, there's one on 26, and there's one on another street, and they're not together
mm-hmm.
in any
mm-hmm.
section.
So there's not really a concentration
no.
of upper classes.
The concentration primarily of whites, because they're better off than most blacks.
Mm-hmm.
They are, but no, I wouldn't say if there's a section that has the 50,000 above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's not that section.
Mm-hmm. There's no one neighborhood that
no.
you'd identify as upper class.
Middle class, yeah, but not upper.
All right, where's middle class?
Where would
a middle class neighborhood be?
If you're going to Wiggins, let's see. 26, like you come in 26 to Poplarville.
Mm-hmm.
And if you came in, did you stay in Wiggins last night?
No, I've stayed in Lisdale because I thought I was going to do an interview there. But like I said, I struck out and came over here, so I'd already checked in, so I spent the night with
Sam. There's a 7 Inn in Wiggins.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Wiggins, that overpass,
mm-hmm.
there are two frontage roads on each side. If you take the farthest one, go down that street, the first road you turn to on your left, you go down that street, that's what you call middle class. But then we have the doctor there, and he's the upper class now,
mm-hmm.
town.
What side of town is that, say, directional? Is it west,
mm-hmm.
east? West side town.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would say west side is mostly middle class.
Mm-mm. The same amount on east side.
Which east side? What you talking about when you say east side?
Across, well, Main Street would be 049, the one I talked
mm-hmm.
about, sent you down. Across
mm-hmm.
that street, they have the same amount of middle class
mm-hmm.
as they have on this side.
Oh, I see. And we're talking about black and white?
No.
Just white?
White.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Middle class, black. Well, I live in a trailer, but I'm considered middle class. I'm considered middle class as far as income.
Okay.
As far as, I suppose, intellect as well.
What about lower class, black or white?
Okay, let's see what lower class. Well, at one time, we had a section called the Turpentine section.
That like turpentine?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is what they did for a living. And that they were poor people. But they no longer exist. So.
Where was this? What part of town?
It was coming in from the south. First, those sections of Wiggins you came in the south. There was a development there.
Mm-hmm.
And this man sort of paid these people. I think they